Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Kasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big, get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
Welcome to the Think Big with Dan and Kasim. Today, our guest is Mick. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Happy to be here.
Thank you. So, Mick, let us know where you live and what you do.
Yeah, I'm in Utah, the U.S., and I do a few different things. The main thing, I'm the COO at Thread, or Thread Wallets. We make wallets, bags, and other accessories. And then I'm also COO at Gravel Travel, where we make toiletry bags and travel blankets and other travel accessories. And I own my own brand called Lark that does children's apparel.
Awesome. So there are three businesses that you are running at this point, right?
Yeah.
So from where you got the inspiration about the bags?
The bags?
Yeah.
I mean, you carry things. I mean, we all carry things with us every day, and that can take a lot of different forms. At Thread, we try to be the what we call the go-to carry brand. So anything that you got to carry throughout the day, we want to be the brand that you are coming to help carry yourself. So backpacks, crossbody bags, totes, down to carrying your cards with your wallets. We do lanyards, carry keys, that sort of thing.
Awesome. So doubts are always there when you are an entrepreneur or you're doing some business. So what was the, how did you push through your biggest business doubts?
It's a good question. It's kind of different for all of the different businesses that I've been running or that I'm involved with.
Mm-hmm.
Thread is the main business. Gravel, I work with them fractionally on through my consulting company. And then Lark is owned by myself. So I feel like there's been different doubts with each business. On the Thread side, it's how do we scale this? How do we grow? I've been with Thread for 6 years. So that's where most of the experience is. I mean, there's a lot of doubts that come up. There have been different things and challenges over the 6 years of how do we scale this business? How do we go from a million to 10 million plus? And then Gravel is a little bit different because that's on the consulting side for me, starting out that business. For me, it was, do I really have the knowledge to consult and work with these different companies? How are we going to do this? Are they going to see through me? Am I good enough to work with them? And then Lark, which is the newest venture of them all, that one we acquired from some previous owners. And the doubts have been, can we grow? Kind of the same thing with Thread. It's a different position. Lark's a lot smaller, but can we grow this? Did we make a mistake acquiring this business? Or are we really going to be able to do this and jump full on in? So lots of different kinds of doubts, but I think you just kind of have to go one step at a time. It's easy to look at all of the challenges and get overwhelmed, but Rome wasn't built in one day. So every day, as long as you're taking one step forward and doing the little things, like building a house, go brick by brick, little by little, things are going to take form and I think success will come. So doubts are always there and you just got to fight them one at a time.
All right. So in terms of selling your products, I believe all of your products can be sold on internet and can be sold on retail as well. So what is the ratio of selling these products in retail, on stores and online?
It's different for each business. I'll talk to Thread specifically because Thread's the biggest one. Mm-hmm. And Thread is the only one that is web and retail. We are probably right now, probably a pretty even split, 50-50 between, when I'm saying web, that's Amazon, our own website, and then retail being selling into wholesale partners. And then we have some of our own retail. So it's probably a pretty even split altogether. And that's been good for us. We've seen that the two balance each other out a little bit.
All right. So how you're marketing your businesses? Because at this point, now there are two types of marketing, essential marketings in this age. One is offline marketing and the other one is online. So online marketing is getting tricky day by day. So how you are handling it?
Yeah, good question. We still do a lot of online marketing, but it is getting difficult. It's more competitive than it's ever been, more difficult to get results and be profitable. online only. So all three of those businesses, we do online marketing. Thread, we're really looking at still online, but growing our influencer and affiliate marketing, trying to gain access to the audiences that those people have instead of paying the Meta and Google ad machine. We also started doing a lot of mailer campaigns. So we will just send out direct mail to engaged shoppers. I think we've seen good results from doing that, kind of a win back program for customers that have purchased, and then we're going after their second purchase. That's seen good results. So getting into real life, not just being online with them. We've dabbled in billboards a little bit. That's more difficult to, that's kind of a tricky thing once you get offline, right? Is this actually working? Are we seeing a lift in sales because of this campaign? So we're still figuring it out. We've been digitally native for most of our life. So right now it's just testing out different things, putting our chips on different offline marketing avenues and seeing what pays off for us.
All right. So what was the funniest moment in terms of challenges? Maybe you have faced these challenges in the start or maybe now. So what was the funniest moment while facing the challenges?
Funniest moments, a good question. My early days of Thread, because I do a lot of the operation stuff when it comes to, and like inventory management, demand planning, that sort of thing. My early days when I was still learning, I mean, I still am, but was very young. I made a lot of mistakes. One of those being we used to do phone cases and I ordered so many phone cases. We had to take a loan out from our founder's father-in-law to be able to afford our inventory because I had made some form of miscalculation and kind of put us in a rough spot. But looking back on it, it's funny to think about. We joke about it quite a bit, but that was a funny thing. I mean, different challenges. There's always just so many. I think of things with suppliers and different issues that we run into. We had a shipment of wallets seized about a year ago that we needed pretty quickly. This was a couple months ago, actually. We had a shipment seized because of an anti-terrorism flag or something like that. It was a shipment of wallets. And I'm not exactly sure how it was probably a random check, but we kept joking around about how our wallet's going to be terrorizing the world. Kind of a funny thing there, something that sucks when it happens, but there's not all that much control over it. You kind of just have to go with the flow. Who knows why our shipment got flagged from an anti-terrorism task force and delayed for weeks because it was being inspected. But yeah, we were joking about that for a while.
Awesome. Yeah, obviously there's no reason that wallets can be terrorizing until unless your wallets are big enough to carry a gun.
Yeah, that was a funny thing. So we'll joke about that here and there. There's a lot of stuff that just happens day to day. You got to be able to laugh it off.
Yeah, obviously. So in terms of your short-term goals, what you're looking to do in next 3 to 6 months?
Next 3 to 6 months, I mean, as a business on the Thread side, we're looking to continue diversifying our marketing channels, figuring out what's profitable and trying to write things out. It's been, from companies I've talked to, the last couple of years have been a little bit difficult on the D2C online world. So we're trying to crack the code there of how do we return to the good old days of 2020, 2021, the COVID boom. We saw a lot of success there and things have evened out a little bit and we're trying to get the next thing. We've also got a lot of good products coming out. We're really trying to double down on different types of bags, different silhouettes to see what resonates. We've redefined our customer and are going full speed ahead there. So got a lot of good momentum. I would say on the gravel side as well, we're launching some new products within the next 6 months or so. And, you know, just continue to test out what we're doing. Lark, we're looking at new products. There's a lot of just constant development going on across all three companies to make sure that we're giving our customers the products that they want from us and finding the best way to get their attention through the marketing that we're doing.
All right. So how do you differentiate your bags and wallets business from the others in the market?
At Thread, I'm speaking a lot with Thread because that's really the main thing that I'm working on right now. With Thread, it's in the prints that we do. That's one way of differentiation. So we have been bringing life to a somewhat boring category of wallets and other accessories for a while now. We have great prints, great designers in-house. And then as we're getting more into bags, we're still innovating on print, but it's more the materials that we're using, making sure that our silhouettes have some form of differentiation. With form, we try and add, take a backpack, for example. Backpacks, I mean, there's so many different backpacks. You could be you could be only somewhat differentiated, but we try to add different hits to the product to try and tie it together with the rest of our product offering. We feel like that's a pretty good way of differentiating. So with the backpacks, for example, and those are launching in about a month or so, how do we add features that allow it to enhance the use of our other products? So a lot of our products will have like a D-ring that you can clip your wallet onto or your lanyard, and trying to bring the whole trying to kind of have a cohesive product ecosystem is helpful for us, and showing people this is how you can use this tote with the wallet that you maybe have already purchased or purchased them together. We feel like that's a pretty good way of differentiating from our competitors, is with the full product ecosystem and allowing those to work together.
All right. So in terms of competition, do you compete with your competitors in terms of pricing as well, or you think this is a really secondary thing?
We always try and be competitive with our pricing and ensure that we are not pricing ourselves out of the market, because we're not oblivious to the fact that customers have a lot of different options within the space. There's definitely some products that we're able to, I think, command a higher price point on than others because maybe there's less competition, or we found a way to differentiate it more so than other products. We have a few patented products that, you know, those ones especially are easier for us to, or there's just less competition, I should say. So it's easier for us to go out and sell those and pitch those as unique products. So we always try and be competitive. If we're not, customers have a lot of different options. So there's kind of some way we're in there. We think our products are fantastic, and we try to create those that will hit the market, our market, at the right price point. So we can't just go ahead and price it at whatever we want. We have to be aware of everything else, all the other competitors and options that customers have.
All right. So do you retarget your existing customers, or you keep your focus on the new, on acquiring the new customers?
Yeah, we do retarget our existing customers and try to incentivize repeat purchases, mainly because it's much more expensive for us to go out and get new customers.
All right. Any idea, like, what is the ratio of recurring customers?
That's a good question. I think we're somewhere between 30 to 40% are new, are returning.
That's a good percentage.
That fluctuates.
Awesome. That's a good percentage, in fact. And in terms of acquiring the new clients, how do you think, like, how the new client can be acquired more easily, from online marketing or from the offline marketing?
It's a great question. I'm not even sure of that at this point. We're still trying to find a good way of tracking the offline marketing. It's easier for us to see a number for online. Difficult to say exactly which one's better. An example of that, like offline marketing, we didn't even talk about, is we are in a lot of accounts, retail accounts nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
We're acquiring a lot of new customers that way, but we're sort of blind to how many new customers we're acquiring that way, because we're not the ones selling and capturing data. So it's a tough question. I'm not exactly sure the answer to it.
Yeah, obviously.
I wish I knew.
Yeah, obviously, for the answer of this question, you will have to do a lot of research on it.
Yeah, definitely.
So how do you measure the success of your business?
How do we measure the success of the business? I mean, revenue and profit are always pretty general. That's the easy answer. How much money are we making? I think also, are we enjoying it? Are we enjoying working within the business? That's big. We, at Thread specifically, we try and create and maintain a culture of just of enjoying work while we're here. We've got a great team that is enjoyable to be around, and that's what we want. It's not all about the numbers. The numbers are important. We're running a business to make money at the end of the day. But if we're not having fun, what's the reason for it? Or, you know, if we're not enjoying it, maybe we're not always having fun, but we're enjoying it and we're learning. And at the end of the day, we're proud of what we're doing. So that's important, being proud of it and creating something that we can look back on and be happy with in 10 years.
Yeah, I believe that's a big part. If you are not enjoying your business, if you are not enjoying whatever you are doing, then probably there is some gap. There is some problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that.
So, Mick, what would be your biggest piece of advice for our viewers?
Good question. Trying to think on that. One thing that I've said before is we kind of alluded to it when we were talking about challenges, but don't get discouraged by the long road ahead and a potential long list of challenges that are maybe in front of you or you think maybe coming down the road, just take the step and go one step at a time. You'll figure out the challenges. You'll solve things. Maybe the road that you think you're going down has a right turn that you need to make once you're down at a certain way. Just keep going. Just start walking. The road might change. It might swerve. It might turn, but you'll never know where you're going until you start.
Awesome. So let us know where we can reach you, like where our audience can reach you. If you can share all three websites of your all of the businesses, and if you want to share your social media handles as well.
Yeah, of course. Thread is threadwallets.com. Nice and easy. And then Gravel is graveltravel.com. Lark is wearlark.com. All really great products. And then reaching me personally, best avenue is LinkedIn. Mitch Sanders, you'll find me. I've got my profile picture and you can see the companies and everything. But it's the best place to reach me. Connect there. Shoot me a message. Happy to always talk to people. I love meeting new people. And, you know, we're all kind of in this together. Everyone's figuring things out. That's another thing I've learned that over the last little while working with all of these companies is nobody truly has it figured out. We're all taking one step at a time. And the more we can help each other, the better everybody will be.
Awesome, Mike. So I really enjoyed the conversation. And thank you for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.